Yeah. No reason to stop. That shit just flowing like water.
Let it flow. Bruce Lee said, be like water.
I ain't
water.
Even thinking.
Like water.
That just goes.
Hip hop's back, Escos ain't no over 808 from fade to over samples. I go yayo, crack music like the yay song plugged in. Jump on tables, track bumping like prenatal 70s. I play with Play-Doh, all I see a bunch of Fredos. Godfather, they on payroll, they on go. When I say so, not to kill, not a halo, they gon' build. Plant tomatoes in the field, not OJ the white truck negotiator on the phone. Talking paper, office hours all day though. I'm from the hood that started the year. Go and check it, do your research, I started the surge. That big necklace shit, after the 80s, after I killed, I resurrected it. Chest is lit, freezing, I'm polar vortexing it. Now they quiz me, am I gonna step from the business? A lot of feelings in this game like I just left the dentist. Without a number needle, I feed the people cause I love the people. Two series at once, yeah, let's run the sequel.
If I really gotta dumb it down for some of y'all, that's that magic in KD at the same time.
This ain't a Dumb and Dumber sequel, Jeff Daniels. Jim Carrey's my man, but here's the plan. Multitasker, I don't need an OG pass. See, my trajectory is everlasting. Like Curtis Jackson, hit 105 and did a crazy tirade. I'm surprised that I acted that way. A baby Mac 10 on my act sheet. Carhartt and Nicole, don't get confused or used or let them bother your soul. Rap what I live, I sleep good, I have no vendettas. We the reason you spell it Y with capital letters. Listen. And for those who want my position, you gotta step inside the time machine, come back with a vengeance. You should go study my analytics. I shout at people on verses that ain't deserve it. When it's turf shit, I stand on business. Shout to the ones to whom I gave passes. Could have been a lot of graves full of caskets. Damn, I'm a good guy, for that I think I'm blessed more. All these Fredos could have been added to the death score. They'll be second line dancing on St. Charles Street. New Orleans band was jamming, playing a raw beat. They gon' miss him sad, they say they stop his heartbeat. Like his arteries clawed for feasting on some hard meat.
In the zone, victim, pick him, get him, book him. Good you, got him, glad you took him. Lacking with the looking headshot. Real shit up the pole, pill shit 40 block. Kill switch, run, bitches still hit. Rat back him, jump him, gun for them. Bluff him, he fight back, then slump him. This shit ain't about nothing. You saw it, but you ain't seen shit. This is queen shit. No ifs, ands, or buts in between shit. It's 50, nigga. You already know how I give when I get on my bullshit. Niggas tweaking and gigging. Huh? Huh? Southside, nigga. You beat, nigga. Yeah. So what we gonna do? Where jungle at? What we gonna do? We standing here, we going out. Shit, we should go out. We rich as a motherfucker.
Esco, they go over 808 from fade to over samples. I go, yeah, yo, crack music like the yay song plugged in. Jump on cables, track bumping like prenatal 70s. I play with Play-Doh. All I see a bunch of Fredos. All I see a bunch of Fredos. All I see a bunch of Fredos. All I see is a bunch of Fredos. Hey, yo, Phil, I might put my next album out on G-Unit. You let them slap you around out here? You can't let them slap you around out here. It's bad for the family. They put a hand on you, you put two on them. On them. Fucking Fredos. One thing I hate is a fucking Fredo. It's bad for the family.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. We're in the building right now. Special edition. Special edition. Give you something that you're not accustomed to in this space, in this time slot that we're in right now today. All right. Big shout out to Priest. All right. He has is no longer with us here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right. Big salute to him. All right, for his service here on these airways. All right. He decided to go in another direction. All right, so we definitely wish him well. All right, and of course, just like all the alumni here on Dirty Basement Radio, past alumni here on Dirty Basement Radio, he'll always be welcome to drop in on these airways. All right, but we're here in the building for a special edition of Dirty Basement Radio. All right, on this afternoon, we're not going to be in the building tomorrow. So I guess, you know, this kind of works out the way things are supposed to work out, right? All right, we're going to be running around tomorrow, taking care of some stuff, looking forward to bringing y'all something new. All right, I can't let the cat out the bag just yet, But stay tuned, stay tuned. You'll be seeing some of the coming soon promotion in the very, very near future. All right, 563-999-3050. All right, you can tap in with me today for the special edition of Dirty Basement Radio. I got a few things we got to talk about, so I definitely had to jump on the air today since we, once again, won't be on the airwaves tomorrow. A lot of stuff going on out there, a lot of stuff. I know y'all seen the ship that hit the bridge. All right, that's a crazy story right there. That visual was definitely insane, how that bridge just snapped and fell apart and was like, you know, it looked like it was made out of popsicle sticks or toothpicks, the way it just, you know, snapped and fell just like that. It was definitely a horrific sight. All right, may peace be upon the souls of those who lost their lives in that accident. Definitely, you know what I mean? But the biggest story that's on everybody's lips, of course, is that they raided P. Diddy's residences, two of his residences, and, you know, made a very, very, very big show of things, the way they went about it. And there's been a lot of talk, all right? It's all over the news, of course. It's all over the mainstream news. So we're going to be talking about that and, you know, some of the responses and some of the things that's being said right now about him and that particular case and, you know, why it's potentially, you know, some of my thoughts on it, why it's going the way that it's going. 563-999-3050. Got some new joints, of course. Big shout out to all the folks that definitely keep me laced. With all the hot new music. I got a few joints in the bag for y'all today. Let me see what I got in store right now. Big shout out to Mr. Raw. Hopefully we'll catch up to him today for this special edition of Dirty Basement Radio. Big shout out to Remedy Cold Sweat. I communicated with her a little bit earlier. All right. I guess we'll start off with that. The switchboard being a little bit crazy already. But nonetheless, I got some heat for y'all. Brand new music coming from French Montana alongside a little baby. Peep this. This is called Okay, Let's Go. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist, best friend, and bringing you more new music than anybody else before everybody else.
She wanna ride with the stars. Ended up dropping my top. Vocal. My ex told me she needed space. I guess we both going to Mars, okay? I cannot forget the face. I'm taking my mop on my dates, okay? Just look at the look on their faces. They wanna jump in my place, okay? So show that she was the one. But I'm taking her friends out the 10, okay? I told them to load up the top. But they wanna ride in my Benz, okay? 101, this a new calling in. No telling what I'ma spend, okay? Again,
no.
Only with the Benjamins, okay, okay.
Got off a plane to the spot, catching up, put on touch, and advising me, don't get it going, let's go. I threw a feeder in on, okay. Mama the truth, and she know it, she ain't just talking, I got it, I sure it, don't play. Send a boarding pass when she get bored, don't play. Country hopping in, you if we touring, you can keep it low if they know that it's ruined, don't play. Went ceramic, the heart of my blue and thick, thick. They ain't burning them out yet, these are new ones. Having motion, don't ask what I'm doing, don't play. Trying to see if she pregnant, she going, okay. Haters hate, they doubt, they gon' do it, oh, okay. I went wild for long with the Louis. They burn, tell the business, you fumbled, you blew it, don't play. Bro, ain't do it, the lawyer don't prove it, like you. She's delusional, making her in her head and believing it.
She want to ride with the stars. Ended up dropping my top, okay. My ex told me she needed space. I guess we both going to Mars, okay. I cannot forget the bakes, the bakes. I'm taking my mop on my dates, okay. Just look at the look on their faces. They wanna jump in my place, okay. They show that she was the one. But I'm taking her friends out the 10, okay. Told them to load up the top. But they wanna ride in my Benz, okay. 101, this a new calling in. No telling what I'ma spend, okay. Ain't counting up no more dubs again. Only with the Benjamins, okay. Man, 100 million took over the street with no sponsor, man. Coming through customs and flying through Cali, they checking the jet for the contraband. Bought out the coupe, shorty got grouped out. So little, stay off the gram. Don't be the first to get hit with that Draco. Soldier boy of that all be grand. Don't be playing. She holler at the moon, I be barking. I am a goon, she a goblin. Boy like Loon up in Harlem. Ramadan, but we ain't starving. Came out the mud on my own. I swear to Rick, I don't own. Shoot you, shooter out his own. So rich, this thing I got clones. Ended up dropping my
my top, okay? My ex told me she needed space. I guess we both going to Mars, okay? I cannot forget the base, I'm taking my mop on my dates, okay? Just look at the look on their faces. They wanna jump in my place, okay? They showed that she was the one, but I'm taking her friends out to 10, okay? I told them to load up the top, but they wanna ride in my Benz, okay? One-on-one, this a new calling, man. No telling what I'ma spend, okay? Ain't counting up no more dubs again. Only with the Benjamins, okay?
Yeah, yeah, brand new music coming from French Montana alongside a little baby. That joint right there was called OK. Dirty Basement Radio always bringing you the heat. You already know how we get it in. Let's see what else I got on deck for y'all. All right, my switchboard acting up a little bit. All right, I put in some new joints, but I don't see them. I don't see them, so we got to see what happened. But definitely got a lot of joints in the bag today. A big shout out to my dude, P-Dap. All right, he tapped in for the last edition of Dirty Basement Radio. Contributed on that edition of Go No, so big shout out to him. He blessed me with a couple of joints just a couple of weeks ago off his latest project. This is Freestyle off a classic beat. Be riding with this one. It's my man, P-Dap, and he goes Ultra MC. All right, classic beat. Love those Ultra Magnetics. Let's get it in.
I need to be nervous. Been serving in the booth and I'm taking you all to church. Popping off proper first name on the roster. Big pop beard with a gangster lame posture. Peace to the capital, rapping the people faces. Hopping out the Cadillac, color coordinated. Get the dash down major, jacket in my hat match. Don't know what to say to y'all now, don't even ask that question. Who did it, man? Y'all know what this is. I got the method man, the Rockefeller quiz. Wrote a Def Jam on paper and murdered ink. Now they calling me the bad boy cause I think big. Puffy like P. Diddy, Sean Combs. Coming through, sucking with Diddy and Jerry Bones. Drop light on us, don't get the fuck from in front of mine. Move, little nigga, you blocking my shine. Get it right, this some real life shit. True life shit, get it right.
Yeah, yeah, big shout out to that 347. I see you, that 951 in the building tapping in. Hold on tight, hold on tight.
Shit, true life shit, get it right. Get it right. Get it right. Yeah, when you need a thump for the thunder, something dramatic finna happen. Dap the rapper, swinging a hurricane branch. I'm something like a magician with a big ratchet. A way to gap match, wanna make your whole face panic. Talk like bloodhound, pop like cannons. I ain't demanding your respect, I'm taking that off your hands. Then my comrades lurking in the all loony. Hacking on booty, holding down booby toonies. Third mind once and I'ma get all moody. Wave a finger in your direction, yelling cut. That's the end of your movie, informing the army. What? You ain't know that, bi-coastally. Cause I'm gon' make a man shit happening around here. Try to stop that, pat, and you gon' hit. Got my lack of cash near, knife game, a mean one. Before you know it, they already punching both your lungs. Bang, bang, get it right, this some real life shit. True life shit, get it right. Get it right. Come on, get it right.
Big shout out to my dude P-Dap on that joint, that Ultra Magnetic Freestyle. Let me jump to the telephone lines right now. I recognize this particular number. Haven't seen it on this switchboard in a minute, though. All right, let me get him connected right quick. What's going on, good brother?
Hey, what's going on? Sincere, how's everything doing in Dirty Basement Land?
All right, my brother H tapping in real quick in the building. Appreciate you, brother. All right, long time no hear from. How's things?
You know how to revisit. You know how I listen, man. Sometimes I come in like the wind and I go out like the beginning. But I do come back and I will come visit. Yeah.
All right, well, no doubt. We definitely appreciate you being here right now. You know, we got some things that we definitely got to discuss. So you definitely in the building at a good time. All right, you know what I'm saying? The media is going crazy right now with this P. Diddy story. That's like, you know, off the chain right now. You know, mainstream media, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer on the news talking about Diddy and running up in his crib and everything. You know what I'm saying? TMZ. got some video, all right? They showed the video of how they trashed Diddy's house, and, you know, they made a mess of things. You know how the cops do it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what do you think about, you know, everything that's going on right now as far as that goes?
Hey, sensationalism at its finest. And I don't know why everybody, yep, social media, all the black people, they're like, good, 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 good. That means,
right,
that could, they can do that same thing to you. If they do that to T. Diddy, that means they can invade your property. They can handcuff your kids and apprehend your kids, knowing your kids ain't got nothing to do with it, but they're still disrespecting that man's children like that and his family like that. That mother, what rights do we have if they can just confiscate his stuff? For what? Because if they really had him, they would have arrested him years ago. Why are they choosing to arrest him in 2024? I mean, come on, really? 2024? This is the stuff he's been doing claims from early 2000 in the 90s. None of this stuff was done in recently, right? It's funny. I just say it's funny. They never arrested Hugh Hefner for all them young girls coming to the Playboy Mansion back in the days, and they knew it. They knew that them girls was 14, 15 years old going to the Playboy Mansion. They know.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned Hugh Hefner and, you know, the Playboy Mansion. Hugh Hefner was, you know, definitely a iconic individual personality. You know, his exploits are what a legend used to be made of, right? And I was thinking about that. I think you know that's part of, you know, Diddy's problem. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, the public arena. I think part of his problem is that, you know, with black folks, we say, you know, there's people, you know, all over social media, you know, a lot of the bloggers, people talking about it, you know, of course, now we expect it from the mainstream news, right? Then there's just, like, the general people, the general population that, you know, like you said, they seem to be, you know, kind of, you know, gloating on, like, you know, Diddy's downfall and that, you know, he deserves it and that, you know, all that kind of stuff. Right, but check it out. I think that, you know, part of the reason that is because, you know, Diddy has, you know, ever since, like, the 90s, right, he's been out there. He's been, you know, like he even said in one of his songs, rich and famous with money hanging out the anus. So he's always been a very, always played up his money, you know what I'm saying, in everybody's face. And I think that plays a part in the way that people, you know, look at him and, perceive him. And then, you know, being that he was that rich guy, that let you know he was that rich guy, you know, I think people, you know, have a negative feeling about him because of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this guy here, he's flossing all the time, and, you know, he's showing off and this, that, and the other thing. So I think people, you know, I'm sorry?
Now, so I got my man Satchel Paige over here in Discord over here. You know, we're just going over what you're saying. And, you know, we're taking it all in.
Okay, all right, no doubt. All right, big shout out to Satchel Paige in the building. All right, big salute. All right, having a talk to that gentleman in a minute. All right, we definitely got, you know, some of your songs in the switchboard, so we'll probably, you know what I'm saying, pull up a Satchel Paige joint a little bit later on in the show. But, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying, that's definitely some of the going. You know, I definitely feel what you're saying, you know, about the whole situation. All right, big shout out to our other area codes in the building. If you want to join the conversation, big shout out to that 678, I see you. All right, big shout out to that 702 area code also in the building, I see you. All right, if you want to join the conversation, I press that number one button and we'll definitely bring you on if you got any thoughts about what's going on with P. Diddy or anything else that may be on your mind, something that's going on in your neck of the woods, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know we got this. Eclipse that's coming up, right, H? You know what I'm saying? We got the eclipse that's coming up. There's supposed to be some other celestial events that's going to be going on, all right? You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff going on out here in the world.
Really? I mean, I'm kind of new to this. I mean, I've heard of an eclipse before, of course, but I didn't know that we had one coming on the horizon. I was, you know.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be on the 8th of April. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the date that's supposed to happen. So we'll check that out. And then there's supposed to be another. There's supposed to be another, you know, event happening in the sky in the near future. It's supposed to be, I think they said it's a, what did they say, a supernova is supposed to be exploding, all right, and it should be visible. You know, you should be able to see, you know, like the light from it. I'm not quite sure how many millions of miles that it's away, but, you know, the light that it emits from that explosion will be visible on the Earth, so. You know, you can look out for that also. All right. Hold on
tight.
You definitely going to get that second.
I'll get my telescope ready.
I no doubt. Hold on tight. Don't go away. We're going to get that Satchel Paige joint up on deck in just a minute. Let me go to this next caller, though, right quick. 678, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. What's happening? Hold on, H.
What it do, world? It's me, Nelson.
I'm Kim.
And we are the
Meet the Tyler's Experience. Hey,
DJ. Meet the Tyler's in the building coming through. What's good, y'all? What's happening? What's happening?
Hey. Hey, man. We was just listening in, enjoying the conversation, you know.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, you know, you got any, I know you do, you know. So, you know, what's your, you guys think on the subject?
Honestly, brother, my opinion is, man, when certain parties get involved, they have evidence. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
That's all I got to say, man. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I understand so there's a lot of fans out there that love the brother. You know what I'm saying? But evidence is evidence, man. And it's a lot of evidence that's showing clearly that something is, ain't right.
So, not even,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like as a woman, okay. I have a different opinion about it because, you know, if the things that they're saying is true, you know, there's a whole lot of guilt complex behind it, as
that's
with
it.
Other artists that's gone down.
Right.
Like,
and it's on a big level. Home security came in. And when they involved, they have something. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
a lot
like,
of money to go in to just
yes,
look for nothing, just to harass somebody.
Right.
Like, you know,
well,
but
I mean,
I have prayers for everybody, all the innocent people involved.
Definitely.
My prayers go to the innocent people involved, and it's bigger than him, and we know that. You know, it's just they said it sincerely. All the lies and the truth are gonna start coming out.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the age of technology.
True enough, they did say that, you know, 2024 was supposed to be, you know, the year where a lot of stuff, you know, comes into the light. So I guess we'll see if that's the case. But as it stands right now, all right, now I do understand because people have a lot of feelings about Diddy. And like I said, this stems from, you know, the way that he's presented himself publicly over the years. All right. And, you know, his the way that people perceive him and his lifestyle. Now, my man mentioned Hugh Hefner, you know, I mentioned Hugh Hefner, you know, a couple of minutes ago, right? I think Diddy really wanted, in his mind, he kind of wanted to be that kind of Hugh Hefner type. He wanted to have the party, you know, the freaky parties, because that was the legend, right? You know, Hefner had these freaky parties at the mansion, and legend has it, Diddy had his own, you know, freaky parties going on and all kind of stuff going on, right? That's the legend.
The
right?
Party
now,
within the party. Right.
But so I think that that's part of, you know, that's part of the lifestyle and part of the image that he wanted to live. Now, of course, you have the whole thing with Biggie and how people think that he had a hand in Biggie's death. So, of course, you know, you have a large number of people that's going to be, you know, anti-Diddy just because of that alone, whether they know that, well, you know, they feel that's a fact. They don't know it's for a fact, but that's their feeling on it. And, you know, that plays into, you know, people's negative feelings about him, you know, about him too. So, you know, there's a lot when it comes to, you know, there's a lot when it comes to this guy, you know, and I think that all of that, and, you know, he's done some weird stuff, you know what I'm saying? We all seen the, you know, the clip on Drink Champs, you know, where he was, you know, talking crazy, and you know what I'm saying? So he's kind of played up this image, and, you know, and he hasn't really, you know, tried to make any kind of, you know, denials or try to be low key, you know what I'm saying? Because when it comes to like a black person with money, nobody really likes them to be out there with their bread. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to.
I understand
a lot
that.
Of people
and sorry to cut you off. Like, I do understand that. Mm-hmm. I definitely understand that. But when it's multiple people saying the same thing, eventually you have to stop and be like, okay, hold the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Maybe there's some truth
exactly.
to it.
Exactly.
But at the same time, like, we're not the judge and jury. But when you have social media and you put it out there, you kind of are the judge and jury. Like, we, you know, yeah, personally, it's for each person. I always wanted to go to the parties. I ain't going to lie to you. I told people my whole life, like, shit, if I get an opportunity to go, I want to go see. I just want to see, you know. Yeah, I wanted to see what was going on. To be a part of it, just because I just want to see. Because I've seen a lot in this industry. Working in the industry, you see, like I said this to my husband the other day, well, it's going to go, if it's true and he's a part of it, then it's a whole lot of people that's a part of it.
Well,
they're going to start showing up at random people's places looking for
evidence. It's all going to show. You know what I'm saying? It's all going to show. And honestly, like
well,
I said, like these people ain't just saying these things for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know?
You know, but
some
once
will,
again, you know,
and we get
right.
that. Like,
you know,
there are people that will make up things, and we know that the system's not set up in his favor. But see, you don't if it's already not set up in your favor, then you don't feed into it. You
right.
work against it, and so I don't understand some of it myself. You know, so we really haven't done any shows or episodes about any of it since it started.
Right.
I feel like he should have paid them folks their money so they would have left them alone and but at the end of the day that's just a personal
right.
opinion. I only represent myself in that.
Right.
So.
These are personal opinions, you know what I'm saying? And
of course.
My personal
you know, but
opinion
is
my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all right, well let me bring in this 951 area code, you know, before I go on. I think I know who this is also. Let me get this number connected right quick. 951, you're live on the air.
Oh, it says in my nose, Sky Records, what's happening?
All right, what's going on with you? What's going on with you?
Oh man, just listening to the show, enjoying the show, man. Enjoying the show.
All right, so you got any thoughts? All right, you raised your hand, so I know you got any thoughts.
Yeah, I agree with the last caller. You know, it's these allegations they're not something that just popped up out the blue. And, you know, people been talking about the things that he's been doing for a long time. You know, and he just paid the lawsuit to old girl for whatever he had going on with her. So it's definitely looking bad for the boy. You know, but like I said, we ain't the judge and jury, but I mean, based on what we see and what we've been watching, you know, it ain't looking good for the boy. And, you know, of course you got a lot of fans, but that's going to, you know, go against it. Nobody don't want to see nobody in prison. But if he's guilty of what he did, I say he'd be worse than prison.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you got a lot of stuff going on in your background. All right. So, he kind of... You know, clean that up a little bit. We could definitely bring you back on. Sound like you got a lot going on, boss. But yeah, all right. Got another four. I got a 406 area code that just tapped into the building right quick. Let me get them connected. See if they want to jump in on this topic. We're talking about Diddy real quick. 406 live on the air. Diddy Basement Radio. What's good with you?
Hello, this is the Nightingale Nicole. Hello, DJ Sincere.
Nightingale, what's going on with you? How you feeling?
I'm feeling amazing. I get to talk to you again. What's up, everybody? Ascot, nice to see everybody. Or I can't see everybody. Nice to hear everybody and everybody to hear me. Hi.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're on the airways. You know what I'm saying? We just, you know, we got a Boss Hog also in the building. All right, big shout out to everybody over at Ascot Records. All right, tapping into the Diddy Basement Radio Show. You know, so what we're here talking about P. Diddy and, you know, what he's going through right now. I'm quite sure that you heard some reports about it.
I'm very, bothered, and of course, I think the whole world has heard about all of the issues that are going right now. It's crazy. I have to say that it's a crazy world, and it's a crazy story. I can't say personally if he's a crazy man, but it's all crazy.
No, it's definitely all crazy, you know. And while it definitely looks bad, it definitely looks bad for him. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you got any level of law enforcement raid your house, you know, raid, you know, to your houses, you know, whatever property that you have, and, you know, they got their guns drawn, and, you know, they looking, you know, like the, you know, like the super SWAT team, you know, running up in your crib, that's definitely not a good look. You know what I mean? And it doesn't, you know, it's definitely a sign that, you know, things are about to, you know, really, really get bad for you, right? But in spite of all those visuals and fighting, I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say, you're exactly right. It's somebody that's always been in the public eye, and now you have, I guess, all this negative press. It's the kind of thing to where you think musically, where should we have been back when all of it was starting? Where have we come now to where, yeah, somebody that we as a culture in hip-hop were, I don't want to say worshiping, but we were all jamming out and stuff was under our noses, but now it's not. I just think it's a bad look all around. I mean, I want music to have a purity. I don't want it to be houses raided. I don't know. The Nightingale, that's not, I don't even like, you know, I'm a little bit speechless. I'm always so talkative, but when I talk about crimes, like, I just get a little quiet, and it drops my heart a little bit, because musically I thought we were better than this. And
But you got to, sometimes you got to separate, you know, the music from the, you know, from the musician. You know, people are going to behave how they're going to behave. They're going to live the lifestyle they're going to live. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the music that they put out and the lifestyle that they live don't necessarily, you know, always match. You know what I mean? And I think we have to, you know, be able to enjoy one and, you know, put the other one off to the side. You know what I mean? Because, you know, people do what people do, you know, and there's no way that you can really control that. But we could still nonetheless enjoy their art. You know what I mean? But we're definitely going to be talking about this as we move forward through today's show. Going to get back to some more of this music. Big shout out to the Meet the Tylers I podcast. We got them in the building. Now, ladies and gentlemen, sir and madam, all right, we definitely appreciate you being in the building. Hopefully you'll be able to rock out with us for the remainder of the show. Can you hang out with us for a while?
No doubt. Well, I'm going to let you know, man, like, we have very, very strong opinions. You know what I'm saying? And this
well,
is a touchy
well,
situation for a lot
well,
of people.
You're definitely in the right place.
You know?
You're definitely in the right place because everybody here has a very, very strong opinion. A lot of times I am out on a limb by myself, but that's all right. You know what I'm saying? I can handle that. I handle that just fine. As the proprietor over here on Dirty Basement Radio, I got to take a lot of heat sometimes. A lot of folks may find themselves, and maybe you might be one of them folks. You may find
yourself
to be.
Brother, Tyler's got your back, man. Appreciate you for having us on here. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. But maybe, you know, politically or on some of these topics, we may find ourselves on opposite sides of a particular issue, and there's absolutely nothing that's wrong with that. All right, 563.
And I agree with that.
Always can agree to disagree.
That's the art of debate, the art of conversation, linguistics. Like, we can relay our opinions and respect each other because, in all honesty, we don't know if any of it's true.
Right.
Any of it. Like, we're just going on what's put out there and opinion formed based on our experiences and our culture.
Right. I mean, it's all just allegations right now, and it's really just based on the person that you know he's presented himself to the world as, and the person because of that that we perceive him to be. You know what I mean?
Right.
563-999-3050 is the call-in number, 702. If you want to join the conversation, you're definitely welcome to. Just press that number one button. Let's get to some of this music. Big shout-out to my dude, Sasha Page, in the building. Big shout-out to H in the building. Big shout-out to the lounge. This is Nick the Exotic alongside of Bumpy Knuckles and Sasha Page. This is Get the City Warm, Dirty Basement Radio.
Nick, you ready?
Yeah.
You ready, Nick? Word?
Yeah.
You really ready, Nick? Let's show them
how we do, nigga.
To the beat. Come on.
Get money, floss on them, shine like we do. Do it for the people, big, small, you're equal. Coming panorama, Jews like Santana. Got a Babbage in Atlanta that just got out the slammer. Don't care, hammers, my team got him. And if a nigga falls, just know that the team got him. Flawless flow, expose niggas like them niggas on the Maury show. Write motherfuckers up, mop and glow. Raised on them corners, bred to get C-notes. Cloud of weed smoke, blowing it with my peoples. High rise living, used to flip pies for a living. Slow down, cause time is a given. Online for this mission, drive rap with precision to avoid collision, so a nigga be switching. Hip-hop to the depth, spit fire, nothing less. Gator to Adidas, bad bitch to relieve the stress.
Yeah, they know we strong, yeah, we get it on. When we drop a song, we get the city warm. We from the black block, we grind all day. Real G still pissing in the hallway. Yeah, they know we strong.
To death, just like Bangladesh. Rocket till there's no more left. The flow's rough for the sneakers, the saline. I'm on my 7 bottle, nigga feel like the 18. I spray things, pop bottles, her style, fuck the models. I'm bout stacking the paper, them bitches gone tomorrow. Give them that drunk dick like Rallo. Mix Baloo, rip on a bitch, wallow the whole fucking bottles. Paint pictures, write scriptures on time like Movado. And y'all motherfuckers don't know the niggas that I do. Sour on deck, mixed with the train wreck. Then blow it down like Quebec, exotics on deck. Beast off the leash. Lyrical Terminator, exterminating all you motherfucking bugs. Come take this fucking slug's head spinning like DJ Muggs. Up north style, show no love.
Yeah, they know we strong, yeah, we get it on. When we drop a song, we get the city warm. We from the black block, we grind all day. Real G still testing in the hallway. Yeah, they know we strong, yeah, we get it on. When we drop a song, we get the city warm. We from the black block, we grind all day.
Blocks coming to meet Fox, shake a nigga hand cause the music is right. 5 killers get hit with 5 killers of clips to that. Can't deny me, I be bumpy, knuckles hot, rap grimy. I'm underground where real niggas can find me. While y'all trying to be bougie, me and Neek overseas buying Uzis. Don't lose me, like I'ma lose you. Braided word puzzles confuse you like Trigonom. Boom, nigga bomb, clear the room, bitch. Niggas grab a bitch and bounce, then announce on a Facebook post, you was busting your toast, trying to get your lights up. I shoot them nights up, bumping knuckles in this bitch, barking loud. Turn the fucking mics up. F-O, triple X, and exotic. You got it? Yeah. Rock, rock on. Salute the beat, Nick, the exotic. Bumpy knuckles, raw. Yeah. Ha, ha.
Yo, yo, this Aguilar Don Bishop, and I'm back outside, and check out my new heat playing now on Dirty Basement Radio with DJ Sincere. Tap in, you are ready.
This is a propane campaign production.
Lick,
we back.
Not the same, let me make it clear. You gon' run from the drama, you gon' face your fears. He locked, will never see the end of his beard. His wife pregnant, missed the birth of his kid. You could take it for granted or take it for what it is. When I was starving, you wouldn't do the things that I did. Hand on my gun, barrel to his ribs. It's just me versus the man in the mirror. Now I'm feeling like the man of the year. The last of my peers, if you ain't first, you last. There's no questions to ask. You talk, don't got a resume to match. If it's too good, there must be a catch. Time heals all wounds. It don't bring nobody back. Put it on the music, frame it up on the plaque. It's all paint on the paper, but they calling it rap. Drum got 100 rounds, try rapping to that.
Yo, it was times when I thought that I could eat with you. Soon as you bring them to the table, they act and creep with you. Hack a foul on shorty, cause he ain't sleep with you. And did your fan wild dirty, cause he ain't beef with you.
Damn, damn.
Yo, this AR, clear the space out. A lot of rap cats I wanna take out. Castellano, you getting sparked at the steakhouse. Cats like y'all, I don't know how y'all make out. Pull a weight out, Louis bag, I get the cake out. Fuck them streams, cause it's shit that never pay out. I don't know how y'all living, just dealing with the layout. You dudes fraudulent, I've been calling all you names out. Getting the hate ever since my first album came out. Yeah, this game is an atrocity. Young boys look at OGs with animosity. Saying our generation, not owe the apology. Y'all niggas is the future, but I need y'all to follow me. Pull up wild deep like I'm rolling with an armory. Might do your bodily harm, snatch an artery. Setting up shop on a block like it's a pharmacy. We at the bistro, bro, y'all niggas ain't starving me.
Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere holding down the MIC. You're tuned in to the syndicated Dirty Basement Radio show. Big shout out to all the outlets that carry our show during the week. You definitely catch us in the various markets around the country. And also, you know, your favorite podcast platform. Big shout out to everybody who's tapping in with us today for this special edition here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, big shout out to my dude Boss Hogg. He came through in the building just a little while ago. All right, big shout out to Nicole Gobert. All right, the Nightingale, she's in the building hanging out with us. I see my dude Mr. Raw just tapped in, and of course we have for the first time, all right, the Meet the Tireless podcast is in the building with us. All right, we've been chopping it up a little bit behind the scenes. All right, talking about doing some things. All right, so I'm gonna bring them back on the air in just a couple of minutes. We're gonna, you know, talk about that a little bit, but right now let me go back to my dude H. Let me get him back tapped in. First time he's been in the building in a while. Big shout out to him. Big shout out to Satchel too, and who is hanging out in the lounge now. Now you've been missing, H. You've been missing some great shows. We definitely need you back in the building. All right, with your with your viewpoint. All right, one thing, but you know there was a change. You know. There was a case just last year. You with me, H? You with me?
Well, I'm with you. Well, I want to shout out my little radio thing. Me and my man, Satchel Paige, we over here. We do the Lost in Time radio thing, you know what I'm saying? We just getting up a couple of shows, and, I definitely want to discuss something with you. Maybe we can do some partnering over here because we're definitely going to take off in 2024. We're doing something new.
Okay.
Lost in Time
radio.
Okay, now.
Now, what's the name of the broadcast again, brother?
Lost in Time Radio.
Lost in Time Radio. All right, big shout out to H.
Yes,
big shout out to Satchel Paige. I bring something new to the market. I some of my folks. So, you know, we got to support. We can definitely do some, we can definitely work. So, you know what I'm saying, definitely salute. I'm looking forward, seeing what's good, Maybe I can pop in and be a guest or a caller or something on your show. I'd definitely love to do that.
Most definitely. Like I said, we're going to combine the bass from the past with gaming, actually. It's actually a different format. With combining past hits, we have different genres. We have 80s, we have 90s, we have 2000 rap, we have early rap, we have this rap, we have pop. We got shows for days. We got old, remember those old TV themes? Facts of Life and all
right.
Those packs. Oh, we got all those. We got a best of best. We doing it all. All
right, so I like
and we're combining that with gaming.
All right. Sound like it's going to be crazy. Sound like the format is going to be crazy. I definitely looking forward to, seeing something I knew
before
in the market. All right, definitely looking forward to seeing something new in the market. And, you know, I got a surprise for everybody coming up soon, too, something new that I'm going to be introducing to the market. So definitely stay tuned for that. But definitely salute. I'm glad to hear that, you know, you're branching off and doing some, you know what I'm saying, doing some things in the broadcast space. You know what I'm saying? Definitely looking forward to seeing that. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. You know what I'm saying? You know, anything else you want to shout out?
Well, like I said, you know, I apologize for missing, because, you know, I just had the feeling over here that I've been missing some of those great shows over there at Dirty Basement Radio, that great commentary and interviews and everything, the questions, the banter, the back and forth, you know, but I'm definitely going to, hopefully, if I give them the chance to participate in this new year, you know, it will definitely be a blessing.
You know, anytime, you're always welcome. You know, you're always welcome. We were talking about just last week. I'm gonna, let me just get your thoughts on this before I let you go. The six police officers in Mississippi were jailed for, you know, they're just describing it as a torturing, but there was also, you know, a sexual assault aspect that, you know, that's really not being talked about as much. You know, did you keep up with that particular case? Were you aware of that?
No, I actually, like I said, I was a little under the weather. I wasn't, you know, I didn't really hear about that one. But I, you know, of course I did. New York City hear about the, you know, the shooting on the A train last week. That seems to be a
another
big
one?
Thing that's going on. Well, you know, the one from last week.
Okay. Was it just last week? Maybe it was just last week. You know, there was a case. Yeah, there was a, I think a guy was with his girlfriend, and, you know, he was getting basically, he was getting assaulted by somebody else, and, you know, the other dude actually had the gun, dropped the gun. The guy that was getting assaulted picked up the gun and shot the dude who was assaulting him in the head and killed him, right?
If he's dead, I'm not sure if he's deceased.
I think he is, but nonetheless, you know, he got the gun away from the guy who was attacking him and shot him in the head, you know, on a New York subway train. That's something that recently happened here in the city. So, yeah, a lot of crazy stuff, you know, a lot of crazy stuff that's going on right now. We're just chopping up some of the stuff. Got to do 18 building big shout out to everybody that in the line. I definitely appreciate you coming through,
Well, definitely, you know, anytime, my pleasure.
All right, that's what's up. All right. Look like my dude, Mr. Roar, is biked up and ready to go. Let me get him in this conversation. Mr. Roar, what's happening?
What's going on? Everything is strong. My man H and Satchel Paige. Haha, I know them both. That's going to be a good thing, but you had to show them Radio 101. They have to turn off the back radio, man. It was giving feedback in the echoing. So that way they won't be able to hear who's tuning in to their show because it was giving that echo sound and that feedback. So that's the first thing, guys. You can't have nothing in the background playing it because it'll distort and throw you guys off when you're trying to listen to it at the same time. And if you guys are both tuning in, you gotta be in two different rooms. So I'm just throwing that out there because that's Southside. That's Queens. You know, I got to support Queen. I rock with H and his brother and Satchel Paige. So trust me, y'all doing y'all thing. Success to y'all. Do what y'all got to do. You know what I'm saying? There's more room for everybody to do what you got to do just to make yourself happy. So if that's what's going on, keeps going on. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to say over here. What's going on with you there, Cynthia? I'm working. You know what I'm doing.
Yeah, man.
I'm in the stoop.
Okay, my man, Mr. Roy definitely putting in some work. He working on some new projects right now. But you know, I'm working hard over here from Dirty Basement Radio, this special edition. All right, let me get the Tyler's back connected, and let me get Nightingale back connected also in just a minute. Now we got to meet the Tyler's podcast in the building. I'd like you to meet if you haven't met already. All right, my dude, Mr. Roy, he co-hosts with me.
Peace and blessings.
How you doing, brother?
What's going on? I thought I met you before, man, but you know what? If I didn't meet you before, I'm meeting you now. So how you doing?
Right, we good. We good, brother. We good.
This is a team of the husband and wife, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so yeah, I've been, yeah.
And
I've been
actually,
on,
I know I've met you before, but I don't know
yeah,
if you've met
right.
you before. But I
oh,
know
okay,
I've
okay.
met you before. We've
and
been on a show together before, actually, I think.
Right. I checked out
yeah.
your joints a few times. I called in. I mean, I was you was on IG at one time, and I checked it out. Support and everything was good.
Yeah.
You came through over here. You know, we gotta do it across the board. You know, it's the best way for us to flourish because we're looking out for each other, and it takes
yeah.
us a long way. So definitely yeah. good to see you. Good. Welcome to the Dirty Basement again, officially, and you know, looking forward to hearing what's going on your neck of the woods, and then seeing if your neck of the woods has anything to do with our neck, because you know what? There's a lot of neck of woods out there, boy. So we got to work with the best.
You're right.
And honestly, that's how business flourishes. Like if you bring your neck of the woods to our neck of the woods and we take our neck of the woods to your neck of the woods, there's going to be things that y'all flourish in that we don't have no knowledge of and vice versa. And it can't be nothing but prosperity if we work together instead
Definitely.
Of going at each other all the time.
It is
Absolutely.
There's a lot of room for us to work together. So I appreciate that, and we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we've been talking a bit behind the scenes about, you know, bringing, you know, the talents of the Meet the Tyler podcast to the Dirty Basement radio platform. So hopefully we'll be able to, you know, make that a reality in the very near future. We're definitely going to, you know, discuss that a bit more, you know, behind the scenes. This is our first, you know, move, you know, toward that. We'd definitely love to, you know, expand that a bit and, you know, have some, you know, additional programming here with you guys on a Dirty Basement Radio as we move forward. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, expanding some things, helping to expand both of our brands and, you know, both of our, you know, visibility and our reach. So, yeah, definitely, definitely. All right. All right, Dirty Basement
hey,
Radio having a real good time.
Y'all can't see me up here doing my clapping. Y'all can't see me doing my clapping. But I'm happy because we finally, after behind the scenes, we've been trying to make this work forever. And then I was slow with technology at a point, couldn't get it to connect. And there was a lot of issues and problems. But we're definitely looking forward to getting some endeavors together with y'all because, you know, I have always messed with Dirty Basement Radio since I first found it years ago. So we're definitely excited.
Oh, yeah.
No, thank you. Thank you. Definitely appreciate that. No doubt. Now, we do something here on Dirty Basement Radio, the segment called Go or No, all right, the legendary Go or No, all right, where we, you know, critique certain songs or, you know, songs that, you know, come through the system or songs that are, you know, uploaded to the different record pools or that are sent to me directly, you know, in my email. Sometimes they're independent
right.
artists. Right. Sometimes they're, you know, well-known artists that are, you know, putting out like a new song or whatever. It may be an artist that we haven't heard from in a while or whatever the case may be, all right, that we may be testing out. And, you know, we give live on-air feedback. So I got a few joints that, you know, I want to test out today. All right. And, you know, since you guys are in the building, you could definitely, you know, help us out with that endeavor. Give us some feedback of what you think about some of these songs. So y'all down for that?
All right. Absolutely.
Definitely.
All right. Let me go back to Ms. Gobert. Ms. Gobert, right, we love having
Hello.
You in the building.
Hi, Nightingale right, here just listening to everybody. You know I love everybody's voice.
All right, and we definitely
hey,
love your voice also.
Hi, Mr. Raw.
Yeah,
hey, Nightingale from the Tylers.
Hi, Tylers. I hope I get to meet you guys too. I'm so excited to meet anybody. So you guys are my people now. I gotta have
Good
all of you. I'm excited.
We are.
But hi, yeah. Hi, Mr. Ross.
We appreciate the love y'all are giving us.
Definitely. Excuse me, everybody.
You know how much I love you guys. I try to give you heart if it comes on any of the Nightingale's social media. The Dirty Basement for me was one of those first people that noticed Nicole Gobert and wanted to know how to pronounce my name. I mean, it just is, it's between you guys and Ascot and just lots of people that have really believed in me. So, yeah, I love me some DJ Sincere and Mr. Raw. You know it. I'm coming to get you guys.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Appreciate that. All right, so now before we get into the go and no, all right, we're going to get into some more music right now. We got Miss Gobert in the building. So now I want to play that Renegade. So why don't you introduce that record for me?
Renegade by Nicole Gobert, courtesy of Ascot Records. And I got two Renegades in New York waiting for me in the Dirty Basement. Here it goes.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. hot record right there. Bitch out the Cold Gold Bear. She's in the building with it. That joint was called Renegade. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend, bringing you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. Now, this next record I'm getting ready to play, y'all going to be hearing from this group, all right? I could guarantee it. I just came across this just the other day. Group goes by the name of Earth Gang. I want you to check this out. This features Snoop Dogg. This is called Perfect Fantasy, Dirty Basement Radio. Remember where you heard it first.
What's inside these walls? This feels like the perfect fantasy. When you're involved and I'm 50 feet tall. What's inside these walls? This feels like the perfect fantasy. When you're involved. Say hey, little baby, you don't have the right to play with my heart. You gon' take me apart, oh, I'm amazed. By the way, you really make a man wanna change. You give me feelings that I can't explain. You really are the highlight of my day. What's inside these walls? This feels like the perfect fantasy. You're involved, and I'm 50 feet tall. What's inside these walls? This feels like the perfect fantasy. When you're involved, and I'm 50 feet tall.
I can't get over you, baby. Your skin sweet as sun rays, and your love is driving me crazy. I think of you night and day, I'm a fool. I don't feel no shame. Love letters to you. Let's start playing games. Babe, take off your cool. I'll be your sister. I'll be your brother. I'll be your best friend. And still your lover. Come in, the water's warm. You're so damn beautiful. Safe is from storm. It's right here where we are.
Hey there, pretty lady. I see you admiring doggy dog from afar. Won't you come closer to me, baby, and take a little seat up in my car? See, we gon' do things you never done it, and we gon' have so much fun afar. And anything you need, even if it's money, sugar, you got it, cause you a star. I break it down, freaky and ready though. Smoking on medical, steady, relatable. See, baby was edible, her look was incredible. Fine as can be, crime. So bring your fine to me. You got that wet, wet, I love, baby. Late night pulling up in the park. Come on, so pull your little panties to the side now, baby. So I can give you good after dark.
Now, I remember when you heard that first right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Real serious record right there. The name of the group is Earth Gang. That features Snoop Dogg. And the name of the song is Perfect Fantasy. Once again, remember when you heard that first, Dirty Basement Records, Dirty Basement Radio. I bring you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. Mr. Raw, what do you think about that, Mr. Raw?
You know, that sounded pretty good, what you just said. You made a mistake, but it sounded pretty good.
All right, well, thank you. Maybe that might be a future endeavor.
Okay, you caught what I mean?
Maybe that might be a future endeavor.
Yeah, that sound pretty. All right. You know what I'm saying? We might have to work on that behind the scenes. Dirty Basement Records. In-house producers. You got a lot of heat over here. I am wearing barely nothing. It's hot as hell over here. Trust me. And I like that joint right there. That's a little different. And I like the way it floated. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely, you know, like when you said, you're going to be able to tell sometimes when. You know that this is going to be something people are going to hear and remember where you heard it first, because you heard it here first and it gravitates. So I was digging it. I look forward to hearing some more stuff from them. So, you know, Dirty Basement Records. I don't know. We're going to have to talk about that.
All right, well, you know what I'm saying? I I've already started thinking about, like, a new mixtape. A new mixtape is long overdue. A Dirty Basement Radio mixtape is long overdue. We got a lot of hot records over here, a lot of hot exclusive records, a lot of records that, you know, people don't really have, and, a lot of hot independent artists also, you know what I'm saying, that we deal with directly. So we might have to, you know, put all that together and churn out a Dirty Basement Radio mixtape in the distant future, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? We see if we could get that together. But get ready to get into this going on in a couple more minutes. Just want to vibe out with one or two more joints. We got Meet the Tylers in the building. We got Nicole Gobert in the building. I got my dude H and Satchel Paige, both from the lounge, in the building. All right, so yeah, we're going to have a very interesting going on. Only got about five joints today for the going on. Only got about five joints. So it's gonna be a quick one, all right, but I think it's gonna be interesting nonetheless. All right, let's get into another record that you heard first right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Blaze this one for the first time just a couple of weeks ago. Definitely a heat rock. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, not just hip hop. This is Maya, brand new music from Maya, and this is called Anytime. Let's get it in.
What's good, everybody? This is your girl, Mona, and I tune in to Dirty Basement Radio every Saturday so I can hear DJ Sincere make it do what it do, baby.
Well, unfortunately, we're not going to be on this Saturday, y'all. All right, but we're vibing out today on this special edition of Dirty Basement Radio. All right, so we won't be on tomorrow. We won't be on tomorrow. All right, but we'll be back in the building on our regularly scheduled broadcast the following Saturday. All right, we're rocking out right now with these R&B vibes. Let's keep it going. This is Mona and Side Chick. Heavy records, some heavy records. Yeah, that was Mona right there, and that was Side Chick. Definitely a banger. We got to meet the Tylers in the building. We got Nicole Gobert in the building. All right, my co-host, always, as always, Mr. Raw is in the building. All right, we're going to get ready to get into this going-no right now. Got about five joints we want to test out. All right, we got to, once again, meet the Tylers in the building. It's their first go-around with us here on Dirty Basement Radio, their first go-or-no here on Dirty Basement Radio. So looking forward to getting some of their feedback on some of these joints. So let's get ready to get into it.
Thank you.
welcome, 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 welcome one, welcome all to this special edition. I know it's not Saturday, it's Friday. So we're doing a special edition of Dirty Basement Going O. This is where you out there can call. The call-in number is 563-999-3050 to help us judge music that can be sent in by anybody, all genres, and doesn't have to be censored to MP3 at AOL. And what we ask of you, please do us a favor by labeling the songs and you know, make it legible so that we can repeat them, so we can, you know, do justice by your name. We do not, and I repeat, we do not listen to these things ahead of time. We're listening to it the same time you are listening to it. So that means if you hear something crazy and something outrageous, deranged, we didn't set it up. That's just the way they sent it in. So anybody is eligible. This is for major leaguers and independent artists all around the world. Thanks to all the special guests on the line right now. And let us go into our special edition of this week's Dirty Basement Go or No.
All right. Fantastic. Appreciate that, Mr. Raw. Now, ironically, today's edition is pretty much a celebrity edition. Pretty much all the artists on these joints, all these joints have well-known artists on them. All right. So now with that being said, our first artist up on deck, we tested out one of his new songs. I think it was just last week, as a matter of fact. And it, honestly, it didn't fare too well. The folks wasn't rocking with it. But we got another joint here, so we're going to try this one out. This is The Baby. He's back with some new music, and this is called Grammy Party. All right, let's check this one out. Let me know what y'all think about it. Go and know.
I see Baby posted at the Grammy party with it. Yeah. Let's go.
That ain't The Baby, that's My Baby.
I see Baby posted at the Grammy party with it. I got too much bread to do the talking, get you. I got too much bread to do the talking, get you hit. And I can't tell her everything about me, I'm a pimp. And I step out business, she gon' respect my pimp. Yeah, you know I don't care about feelings, yeah. You know I care about millions.
Let's go.
You know she want me to f- free. She don't even let y'all. I tell them dudes better come catch up with me. Soon as they catch y'all, yeah. Pull up and how about that? On them cars to the side. Hard in the land on them. Look how I drive. I'm in the paint on them. Listen small. I'm having weight on them. Get up and ball. Ain't finna wait on your bands of dogs. She let me on them. Ain't finna waste time with none of you. So I crank up that Rolls Royce and go to the bank on them. Come get my key. I'm in the back with it. I'm on tequila. Don't know the name on it. Got drunk. I had a hangover. About to go buy my BM, the new Range Rover. Weak. I'm in the way on them. Ain't in the streets. Ain't got no stain on them. I ain't gon' never believe it. She love me and then she go tattoo my mother name on them. I'm a dog. I'm in the cage on them. I set it off. Ain't finna play on them. We let it out. Can't lay on them. She wanna go one more time. I'm okay with it. These carry they every now and then. I am not one of them. I am gonna stay with it. Then touch me. I bet you that this out of that one of they face and it. I'm a dog. I seen Baby put it at the Grammy party with it. I got too much bread to do the talking. Get you. I got too much bread to do to talk and get you hit. And I can't tell her everything about me, I'm a pimp. And I step out business, yeah. She gon' respect my pimp, yeah. You know I don't care about feelings.
Okay, new music from The Baby. Alright, that was called Grammy Party. We're gonna go to meet the Tylers first, since it's their first time in the building. Alright, what do y'all think about that music coming from The Baby?
I'm gonna be totally honest, man. I heard better from him. Be honest, it's my opinion. We keeping it real, right? You know what I'm saying?
100.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right,
right. And how about the misses?
To me, it was a little dance vibe.
Yeah.
But it ain't no like. To me, honestly, I don't feel like it's a smash hit. But it coming from The Baby, I mean, it's dope to me. Like, I was vibing a little bit to it.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? You sound like kind of blah about it. You don't sound like you're too enthusiastic.
I'm not super excited about it. He could have done better.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. That's The Baby. I know, like, I feel he could do better.
Yeah.
My.
I know that.
Yeah, we're right, unanimous. He could have done better.
Okay. All right. Nicole, what do you think about the song?
It scared me when it very first came on. that D and I really wanted it to go somewhere, you know, like the I thought it was going to change, but it never did. And then it just came on, and I think I'm still in a little bit of shock just when it first came on. And I've heard his raps before, so I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to say no.
Okay. All right. Definitely not a good look. All right, Mr. Roy, you close it out.
Well, I definitely say no because, first of all three of us, four of us, we had expectation. And with expectation, especially with the name that comes with it. So, you know, anytime you do things with expectation, you think that it's going to be, and this did not meet our expectation at all. You know, so hearing the name Baby, you know, he's right now, he's one of our, like, if it was Jeezy back in my day. And I don't, once I hear the word Jeezy, I want to hear what he got to say and what he's saying. Yeah, that's my, oh, man. But then when I hear that, it's like, oh, man, what happened? And the beat was monstrous. Lyra. I thought it was going to go someplace like Nightingale said, but it didn't. So it was a total disappointment because we thought more of it. So it's a no.
All right, three strikes and you're out. That's the second joint in a row from the Baby that didn't get a good report here on the Go or No. So let's keep it moving. Let's see if the next one could do any better. All right, next artist up on deck, got more major artists for y'all. This is Gunna, and this features Offset, and this is called Prada Dem. All right, let's check out the Prada, see if it's official. Go or No.
Proud of them. Shorty have him drip. Proud of them. Put it on the jet. Out of here. 2024. Our year. Call paramedics. Killing them. Stepping on they necks. I'm really him. Louis leather vest. Trump. Running up a check. Stacking them. Yeah. Hold on. I cropped the top. Balenciaga. Put it in their face. Been a hunter. Fly to Abu Dhabi. Spin a hunter. Hit like a potty. I ain't going on them. Checked by sticks. I feel better. I see these bug out of vendetta. Better kept a vendetta. You ain't seen one, I could've planned better. Smoking on the sky, Colorado. Pop, set, help you feel better. I set the trend, I'm a trendsetter. I'm not arrested, getting cheddar. Out of my wrist, timeless. Certified factory diamonds. Me on going diamond. Prince ain't call me your highness. Looking up tag team, I'm passing up Mary Ryan. Cook up a hit like a whipping up brick. I'm whipping that shit like a cayenne. I got the slam, proud of them. Shorty have him drip, proud of them. Put it on the jet, out of here. 2024, our year. Call paramedics, killing them. Stepping on they necks, I'm really him. Louis leather vest, Trump. Running up a check, stacking them.
All right, that was Gunna featuring Offset. All right, that was called Proud of Them. Let me go to my folks. Let's see if the Prada was bootleg, if they think the Prada was bootleg. Nicole, what do you think? Was the Prada official?
I definitely liked it better than the DaBaby. I mean, we're moving up the ladder on the Nightingale. Yes, they're moving up the branch. I'm going to give it a go. I thought it had a driving beat. That gave me, you know, like that slow, smooth club. It sat right with me. I'll give it a go.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. All right, Mr. Roy, what's your thoughts?
When it first came on, you know, I liked the beat. You know, I'm a beat dude. But, you know, in the first 16 bars, I didn't understand one thing he was talking about at all. You know, I mean, when the hook came the second time around is when I appreciate the Prada them. Because when he first started it with the hook, I was like, huh? What? What are you talking about? And then it's like, what is – you know the first thing that came in my mind? I said, how much did that session cost? Because what did you pay for? To do what? I was like, you know, and then the second time it came around, it kind of felt catchy, and then it was like a little bit more of an understanding, but it didn't do it for me. It didn't. So I'm not going to be able to go.
All right, Mr. Ross, shutting that one down. All right, the Tylers, y'all get the last word on this one. What did y'all think about the song?
All right. It was good vibes, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to keep it real. I got Thugger vibes. I did. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like he wrote this, like Ghost wrote it. But I fuck with it. I do. You know
Free
what I'm saying?
Thugger,
Free Thugger,
by
the way. But I did get them kind of vibes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So I'm going to give it a go because that's an actual real live Atlanta record. Like, if they... They literally are representing the mumble rap that came up out of Atlanta the last few years. I give it a go because it's Atlanta love, and I love forever love Atlanta. So. Okay.
Just like you said, it's definitely, I could give it a go more than the baby joint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It did get that Atlanta vibe. You know what I'm saying? But like I said,
that's the Atlanta strip club song.
Yeah. Okay, that.
Okay.
Free Thugger.
All right, but it makes you now that's what I call me personally, all right, that's what I call dry music. All right. Now you say sincere, what do you mean dry music? All right, that's music that you make when you are both drunk and high. All right, that's what it sounds like. All right, in the studio. When you've been drinking lean and smoking expensive weed, that's what the music's gonna sound like. All right,
That's what Atlanta culture is.
It's gonna sound like you are heavily medicated. That's what it's gonna sound like, and that's what that music sounds like to me. It sounds like you went in the studio heavily medicated when you decided to make your music. All right, that's what that sounds like to me. All right. Let's get to the next song. Some folks is on it. Some folks is like, now, you said that it sounded like something that a Young Thug would have written.
Yeah, like if you pay attention to the flow and what he's saying and the melody of it, you know what I'm saying? Like if you just pay attention to it, like hear it a couple times and think of some of the songs, like the culture.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I mean, but it's Gunna's song.
Right.
So, of course, it's influenced.
Right.
All right. All right, well, you know, it's funny that you say that because we do have a song. Next song I'm going to play on deck. This one is kind of an odd pairing. When I saw this song, I thought it was an odd pairing of artists on this joint, but you never know. This is Mano. This is Mano and Young Thug. All right, and the song is called Poetry. All right, let's check this one out, see what my folks think about this. Hold on tight. Wait a minute. All right, go and know.
I with a dope by the bowl, I'ma go get me some money. I got no clouds in my stones, you should've went to Eliante. I went in quiet in the morning, then I got in it with the storm. And funny and quiet with my, knowing you're just something. Put the rest above my wrist, I'm on. I put a few carrots inside of a bitch and that's more. Yeah, my shit came in red, my man, no shit black. Yeah, I put up a tape right on the head of a rat. Hungry full of these millions, and I done ran a few racks up. Had to take me to Ritalin, cause this money is dangerous. All my relentless, yeah. Money don't miss in, yeah. Man, I hope you're missing. All my was just kissing. If you ever come around me, you might end up with. Told the kids I never took that key, but they gave you the digits. You told the drop box, you gotta be kidding. I put on, and I'm friends with.
I thought these was killers. They was just telling us lies. How could he turn out a rat? It was never this lie. Told y'all that my record real. Getting money for the record deal. First, my whole city with a rose go rich and meal. How could
All right, there's Mano and Young Thug. All right, check that out. Strange combination there, odd pairing. All right, the song is called Poetry. All right, let me go back to the Tyler and see what they think about that one. What do you think about that? What do you think about Mano and Young Thug?
Yeah, I'm processing him.
Yeah,
him
that
together.
Was a strange,
that was a strange
duo
pairing.
Right there. I don't know how to feel about that one. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know. I got to hear it a couple more times, you know?
Yeah, I just got sent that record about maybe. I got sent that record maybe about 2 days ago, and I was like, "Really? Okay, I ain't gonna check that one out." All right, but you know what I'm saying, but you know, but you gotta tell me something.
I can dig it though.
All right, but you gotta tell me something. What do you think about the records? Is going up? You gotta tell me something.
I was trying to remember the brother said like he ain't understand what he was saying, where he was going with the song. I was trying to figure out where was Thugger going with the song, like, you know.
That's Mano's song. Thugger's featuring on it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm trying to process it.
Oh, is it a no or a go?
It's a in between right now.
Uh-huh.
Like,
all right. Well, actually, we do have a phrase for that. All right, we do have a phrase for that. The phrase was coined by my other co-host. She's not in the building right now. All right, big shout out to Remedy Cold Sweat. Unfortunately, she can't be here today. All right, but she coined the phrase a gano. All right, so that's half a go and half a no. So, all right, so
yeah,
I guess
our vote.
You get,
that's our vote, a gano. Yeah,
that's
that works.
That's your vote. You're gonna call, all right, you're going to call it a gano? Oh, I love it. I love it. I bitch it out the Remedy. All right, let me see what the code thinks. All right, let me see what the code thinks. Nicole, what do you say about the song? What do you think about Mano and Young Thug?
I might have to steal that gano from my girl Remedy, who I love. It puts you in a place. I love the word poetry, Nightingale, Nicole Spencer, little poetry. The thing is, it was fighting each other for me. Like, I don't know if it was the auto-tuning or the, but I think maybe, yeah, it takes you there and then it brings you back and then I was there and then I was back and then I was up and then I was down and I think maybe I need to listen to it, like they said, like a few more times and kind of flutter around it and see where I'm really sitting on what branch. So I'm giving it a gano. I'm giving it a Remedy gano.
Okay. All right, Nicole. All right, Ms. Gobert, Nightingale. All right, she's going to give it a gano also. All right, Mr. Roy, you going to make it unanimous?
Who the hell am I not to? Man, gano. That's all I got.
All right, across the board, I guess we'll sit that one up on the fence. We'll sit it on the fence. All right, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Let's see if we can get back on to the good side of things. All right, this artist goes by the name of Joe West, and it features A Boogie with the Hoodie. All right, this is called Switch. Going up.
Yeah, I bring all the dogs out. Got them right at the doghouse. We in the tropic now. Can't do no talking now. Coming from where I'm from, gotta talk like this. Watch both ways, I'm worried about who gon' switch. It come from this way, that way. It come from this way, that way. It come from this way, that way, this way, that way. It come from this way, that way, this way, that way. Ooh, ooh. You know what's going on every time I drive. I'm at the crib and I'm sitting in the skybox. Shots still boom like hot dogs. Everybody wanna know what I got. Still coming from my spot. I was just riding the Axe. Now I can slide in the Maybach. Hey, I'm not keeping it quiet. Hate on me loud, but they see me in silence. Hey, you got a lane, but I got me a plane. I am the pilot. Hey, roses are red, my hunters are blue, my bitch name is Violet. Hey, I'm keeping the peace on both of my sides, for one is for violence. Wait, on horizon, I'm with the gang, deeper than Verizon. Hey, I told her the crew is rising. Hey, she told me her moon is rising. Hey, that ain't the only thing rising. Hop on his lap, give you something to slide with. You chill with my team, she vibrant. Might wet up the blood like a hydrant. Yeah, I bring all the dogs out. Got them right at the doghouse. We in the tropic now. Can't do no talking now.
artist on that is Joe West, and it features A Boogie with the Hoodie. I had to join this call, Switch. And I think we might be back on track with that one, but I don't know. My folks might have another opinion. All right, Miss Nightingale, what do you think about Joe West featuring A Boogie?
I wanted to keep listening to it. Tweet some more, Joe West, for the Nightingale. It was really catchy. You know what I noticed? I noticed he had like a different pentameter, you know, with where he was coming in on the drop beats and where he was stopping. And I appreciate that because you have to sit and really think about how to be different nowadays. I mean, everybody's a rapper. Everybody's the, you know, I'm giving it a go. Yeah. Nightingale says go.
Nice. Enthusiastic. I love it. All right. All right, Mr. and Mrs. Tyler, what do you think about that last song?
That's hip-hop right there.
I could dig that. Yeah.
That
definitely.
Just goes
and I ain't had to guess it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I did want to hear more.
And
I
it
did.
Was a vibe. It definitely was a go. Yep.
Okay. All right. They're definitely strong with that one, too. All right, Mr. Roy, you get the last word.
He had me remembering part of the hook. He got me to go this way, that way. I was like, okay. Give me something to think about. They was actually saying words. You know, I wasn't having to decipher the mumble. So you know what? It's a go.
It's a go. All right, thumbs up on that one. Big shout out to Joe West. All right, featuring A Boogie. All right, sound like you got one. Join this call, Switch. You're definitely going to keep that one in rotation here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, next artist up on deck. Haven't heard music from him in a while. Some of these artists, you know, you hear more controversy and more beef about them going back and forth with different situations than you hear their music. But new music coming from Machine Gun Kelly. All right, this is called Don't Let Me Go. All right, let's see what he's up to these days. All right, go or no.
Thoughts eating me alive. Laid in the bed thinking maybe that hate will finally go away if I'm not alive. Wish I didn't listen, just like I wish they would understand me one time. I had a breakdown and tatted my entire body except one line. Everything's just fine. Slipping again, there I go slipping again. I'm acting different again. I see my family's reflection every time I look in the cup and I sip it again. After the sand, tell me after all the sands, will I be mentioned again? Why do I care? If in the end it's just me and God, like I'm Christian again.
Slim, bring the beat in.
Before my dad left the surf, he made sure I took on every quality I didn't want. I was supposed to die at birth, gave me a chance and I f***ed up, give me another one. I've been running from secrets I hid as a kid and I never confronted them. I just called mom, said I forgive her for not being there when I needed one. I'm coming back, just let me go. I'm coming back, just let me go, yeah. I'm coming back, just let me go. Coming back, don't let me go. Who am I when the music stops? And the character that I've been playing is really just broken and f***ing lost. I swear I've been telling you over and over again in all of these songs, but they don't hear nothing I'm writing cause they're too busy trying to write me off. And they go on and on.
Alright, that's Machine Gun Kelly. Something new from him. That joint is called Don't Let Me Go. Alright, let's see what the folks think about that. Mr. Roth?
You know what? It was catchy. It was listening, and you know, that's the type of rap everybody's trying to attempt. You know, that style pattern and that rhythm and the speed. And he seemed to maintain it. It didn't seem like he was struggling. And at first, it was funny because when the beat was so simplistic, and I said, damn, do something with the beat. And it's just when he did that, he said, let's switch the beat up. And I was like, wow, that was crazy. It's like he heard me say, switch the beat. That's what saved him. Because I was like, just that regular piano is just all you're going to do? So I give it a go.
All right, Mr. Rose on board with the new Machine Gun Kelly. All right, Pilots, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I'll give it a go. It's been a minute since I heard some Machine Gun. You know what I'm saying? And it's something kind of different than normally what he would do, you know? I'll give it a go.
Yeah, I give it a go. I'm with Roy, like, the way he put that on the beat, like, because it was just,
it sounded like it was going to be an 80s rock band song. So when he came out with a flow on it, that it just went. So I was digging it. But I ain't never really been a fan like that, but I guess that's all right. Good song. Yeah, it's a good
one. All right, so you can rock with the song. You can rock with the song. Not really a fan, but the song is IT. All right, that's cool. All right, Nightingale, you get the last word. What do you think about Machine Gun Kelly?
Nightingale Nicole is giving it a go because he's always that cutie little storyteller, you know, but this is different. The simplicity of the piano could have went totally wrong, like Mr. Ross said, and he was really clever at his timing when he came in, when he did, and again with the pentameter switch up in that style that everybody's trying to kind of catch on to. And I'm going to give it a go just because I don't listen to him in his other stuff, but maybe I would listen to this song. So Nightingale says go.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. It looks like we've had quite a few songs today that people are kind of rocking to. All right. That's a good thing. We got two more joints today. I have to close out this celebrity edition of Go or No. All right. Next artist up on deck. All right, big salute to him. All right, he shut down the Grammys just this past year. I think he won like 3 Grammys as a 40-plus-year-old rapper. All right, big shout-out to Killer Mike. All right, this is Killer Mike on this next joint. The joint is called Exit 9. All right, let me know what y'all think about this joint. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, Go or No.
My 69-5 bird from the curb. I done had to work it like a squad had to serve. I'm listening to Big and Dre and crumbling on herb. I'm pushing down MLK with a 1/4 pound of herb. Passing through the temp, I say a prayer for fallen soldiers. Rest in peace to Bruce and may God be with DJ Ola. God bless the dead, that's for boom, that's for Z. And God protect the living, that's for me and that's for sleep. We done made it up from shouters, drinking fathers, living lost. Today spin the flame, diamond flawless, then I fought it. Thank the Lord, I ain't a junkie, ain't a alcoholic. The pride of Atlanta, Michael Render studied ballin'.
Let's bring out the champagne, roll up an airplane. Life is a rare thing, life is a rare thing. We rise, we fall, even went back some wall. I find a way I can maintain, yeah. Treating MLK like my memory lane. Ain't no feeling this thing, hope you're feeling my pain. I put my blood, sweat, and tears in the game. Ain't no feeling the same, hope you're feeling my pain.
I remember them days, making minimum wage. I was trying to maintain, look how far it came. Pop champagne for the pain, no campaigning for change. All the progress we made, niggas ain't going away.
Hopping over hurdles into...
All right, might be on to something with that one. Let's see what my folks think about it. I'm kind of vibing with it. All right, Nightingale, what do you think about that? What do you think about Killer Mike?
Keep playing it. From the minute it came on, I mean, you think about Nightingale, Nicole Gobert loves her instruments. That bass coming in the beginning, I already knew I was going to love it. And then his rapping is just so poignant, and his voice is silky smooth. It's definitely a go, 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 go. Yes.
All right. I should definitely want to hear more of that joint also. All right, Mr. Roar.
Big Mike is a smart man, because when he first came out, he didn't have the capacity of what he has now in order to get his music out and the type of music he can commandeer an orchestra now, because he's so well known and he's in the game and he's seasoned. So for him to drop an album right now, it was very smart, and he got great content. Who doesn't like Killer Mike? He's an advocate for a lot of positive things, and you know that instrumentation, it just makes you gravitate. It sounds like a Roots album mixed with the Tribe Called Quest mixed with, you know, other things, and that's just my wheelhouse. I love that. You know, you could have played the whole 3 verses and I wouldn't have said nothing. So Go.
All right. That's what's up. All right, Tyler, you close this one out. What's your thoughts on the song?
I can definitely agree with the brother when it's like it's a mix between like something like The Roots and Tribe Called Quest, kind of like, you know what I'm saying? And one thing with Killer Mike, like, he's always represented on the mic. You know what I'm saying? I've really never heard nothing bad from Killer Mike, so it's a go with me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Shout out to Killer Mike for them last 30 years that he didn't have access to do what he's doing now. And that's why it's going to be a go for me, because it ain't about the Grammy and all that. It's about them years before the Grammy and how he used all that time to build the community up. He's an Atlanta legend. So, you know, it's all love here. It's all go on our side.
Okay. All right. All right. Love and Killer Mike. All right. Last song on deck. Let's see if we can close it out. It's another artist made a splash a couple of years ago, with a couple of joints, and then, she took a step back, but now she's back out front again with another joint. All right, check this one out. This is Saweetie, all right, and this is called Richtivities. All right, let's check out her Richtivities. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, go and know.
Sweetie. I'm doing rich. Pretty. I'm doing rich. Super fine, bills paid, doing fine. To the time, get me right, use your mind. I'm a water sign, don't forget, expensive by design. Throw it back, you know I ain't holding back. 69, we could be my zodiac. I'm a catch, I would glance, no I'm fit. It's a wreck, take a trip, go relate. Get down on the floor, touch your toes like a pro. Yeah, I know you never seen this shit before. Make the money, spend some money, get some more.
Right.
I'm doing rich. Pretty. I'm doing rich. Rich Tim. I'm doing rich. Pretty. I'm doing rich. Rich Tim.
Poke it out.
Fast showing out, going out, liquor shots going out, big amount, never have to throw it out, money talk, make it count, motor mouth, private.
All right, from Saweetie. All right, this is called Richtivities. All right, sound like a bona fide winner to me, but what do I know? Let me see what my folks got to say. Mr. Roy?
I like the beat, I like the diction, but it just seemed like such a simple rhyme, like she left some space in between words that she could have filled in and made that rhyme more tighter, but the beat was on there, her attitude was on there, the way she wrote the beat was on there, so that's maybe a good no for me, because I just wanted to hear some better lyrics, but that's a good no. So that means
Okay, going to give it a good no. All right. Nightingale. All right, what do you think about that song, the new song from Saweetie?
Yeah, it almost sounded like she was just practicing, you know, like, and the beat is, and I was rich, it was really catchy. And you want those catchy songs from these big-time girls, but it sounded like she was trying to figure out the next. I can't, Nightingale sings, and I can't rap, but, you know, Ascot Records says I can. I got two raps. But it was like she was, I don't know, it just sounded like she was practicing. So I'm going to give it a no, okay. And I love me some Saweetie. She's adorable.
Okay, going to give it a flat out no. All right, Tyler, you get the last word tonight. What do you think about this new offering from Saweetie?
I'm going to give it a good no, because like the brother said, the beat was dope, but to me it sounded like she ain't know what to say next. So it was kind of sounding like a nursery rhyme, kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like the lyrics, it could have been better lyrics with that beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the beat definitely deserved no. It's a good no. You know what I'm saying? The beat deserved more is what I meant to say. And she just sounded elementary, and that's not coming from Sweetie. That's a little disappointing. So it's a good note. It could possibly be a vibe, but it just wasn't.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. My folks kind of putting that one up on the shelf. I'd have thought maybe the beat would carry it, but they like, the beat is hot, but she needed some better bars, needed to say something, sound a little bit more confident on the track, like you knew what you was, trying to say, right? So I guess that's what it is, but that just, illustrates the whole thing about, just because you're a name artist doesn't necessarily mean that, that song is going to always, make the cut of what you put into the market. So, big shout out to Meet the Tylers for hanging out with us today. Big shout out to Nicole Gobert, aka the Nightingale, for hanging out with us today. Alright, big shout out to my dude H and Sasha Page coming through the building. Alright, rocking out with us today. Have Boss Hogg in a minute in the building also for a few. Alright, got a few more minutes left in today's show. We're going to get ready to get out of here in just a minute. Alright, once again, we will not be on the air tomorrow. That's why we did the special edition today. Alright, so you'll be able to catch us next week. Alright, we'll be back on the airwaves at our regular scheduled time. Alright, look for some new programming. Alright, we're working on some new programming. Alright, here on Dirty Basin Radio, so be on the lookout for that also. All right. So, Tyler, you got anything you'd like to add before we get on out the door? Any last words?
And brother, man, we appreciate you for having us on here, man. Shout out to you, man.
Well, thank you.
Meet the Tylers is rocking with Dirty Basement Radio, yo.
Definitely.
All right, that's
what it
is. And y'all check
us out on IG, Meet the Tylers Podcast 2023, and then follow the links in the bio.
And subscribe on YouTube.
Subscribe, like, share on all platforms. We are the Tylers and Meet the Tylers. If you put it in, you're going to find us.
All right, that's what it is. I make sure you definitely check them out, their platform and their content. They're definitely going to be bringing some of those talents here to Dirty Basement Radio. We're going to be getting that together, bringing that to you real, real soon. So definitely stay tuned for some future announcements on via our social media platforms. Miss Gobert, you have anything you'd like to say, any announcements, anything you want to let us know that's coming up?
Shout out to the Dirty Basement, of course, for always having Nightingale, Nicole, and Mr. Bra. And DJ Sincere, and hi to my new Meet the Tylers. You'll see me subscribe. I'll go right on there right when I'm done, and I want to meet you guys. And I have shows coming up. I have a big show June 22nd in Topeka, Kansas, for Lois Curtis Campus, and I get to do a nice little musical appearance there and hopefully talk to all the people in Kansas. It's kind of like my Oz. And I'm just going to shout out to Ascot Records, as you know, and just always to all my new friends. And anywhere you type in Nightingale, Nicole Gobert on Google, any platform, you'll see me. You'll see my smiling face. I'm just happy. So Nightingale loves you, Mr. Ron, DJ Sincere in the Dirty Basement. Love you guys. Kisses.
Thank you. Appreciate you always, Nicole. Make sure you check out this young lady's music. You heard some of it here today on Dirty Basement Radio. She definitely has a vibe and a style to offer. You're definitely going to, rock out with her. And make sure that you tell her. Well, she already knows. That we give her a lot of support here on Dirty Basement Radio. Mr. Roy, you got any last words before we get on out the door?
Man, thank you to everybody who tuned in on the air, off the air, in the house, out the house, however you tuned in, as long as you tuned in. definitely looking forward to keep on interacting with the panelists, you know, just keep on vibing and going back and forth with our experiences and you know, getting to know each other better and doing more work together. Nightingale, you know, I'm still waiting on you, girl. I send you something. I'm waiting to hear something from you. So let
Honey,
me know.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
You know I got to get my hands on some Mr. Raw.
So definitely looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that offering and I appreciate everybody over there at Ascot Records. Tell them salute. And just keep on checking timelines and stay in the Dirty Basement, you know, university, although we won't be open tomorrow. So enjoy your Saturday, enjoy your weekend, and we'll be back next week. Do it the same way. Thanks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But now, you can tune in this coming Sunday. I, DJ Itchy Pomona, is scheduled to be in the building at 5 o'clock California time. That's 8 p.m. if you're on the East Coast. All right, so definitely check him out, with the Retro Future Radio Show. All right, here on Dirty Basement. Once again, that'll be 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 o'clock if you're on the West Coast. All right, once again, big shout out to Remedy Cold Sweat. She couldn't be with us in the building today, but I think we're going to shut it down with one of her songs. I think that's what we're going to do because her presence was definitely felt. All right, once again, big shout out to her. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, getting ready to get on out the door. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
In your mental, why you won't live my business? Don't hear call me missus. All the nonsense you can keep it, cause that's bullshit that you speaking like a church with shady beacons. Oh my god, is you tweaking?
I do this like beeping.
You know my last name.
With the shit that got on, I'm like a ticking time bomb. Flick up the wrist and fly gone. Fist to the lip, Tyson. Hop in my whip and ride on. See the ice on my arm. Hell yeah, I sound the alarm. Hell yeah, I sound the alarm. Riverty.
Pushing my buttons, pushing my buttons.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, nope, it's Remedy. Now my picture's in the DMs, ask that Korean Stevens, did you see him? For reasons to see this complimentary demons on my sleeve, and for you niggas, you can get the middle finger. Tuck up your speaker, that's an equal stupido, with no bank club, may I say no more. Y'all pros, no bottles, y'all hoes, no dollars, y'all bros, got problems, I got foes. Hey holla, they got both, didn't bother, on my soul, on my father, y'all just go harder, it might be hard to swallow, cause I'm a tough act to follow. Some might say I'm just a problem, that's sayonara and adios. Better luck tomorrow, watch me.
Pushing my buttons, pushing my buttons. Y'all be pushing my buttons, pushing my buttons. Y'all gon' make me move it like confusion and the fugitive. All I want is paper man.
Not to mention, fuck around, lay you down, spitting 30 rounds of ammunition. Fuck up your life, you got the wrong extensions. I'm that bitch, I'm that with bad intentions. Vodka overfilling my cup and buzz rolled all in my blood. Center stage in front page, he said, she said, stock is paid. No delays, I take bites. I have got, give me faith, I'm the army base. Remedy, don't cloud chase, just take a